Hello, this is Harley, and we are going to do another bird commentary. Yay, the crowd goes wild. So I was in the thread for like once in a blue moon, and as I'm talking, I'm gonna get set up. I was just Someone mentioned me, and then someone told me that someone mentioned me, so I guess I wasn't in the thread on purpose. But anyways, come on, Lou. Jeez. Get your shit together. And someone wanted another porn commentary, and I said, sure, what do you want? And they said something with bondage, and I'm not a huge bondage fan. Like, I want it. Like, I can't explain it. Like, I don't know. It's fun, but it doesn't get me, usually. Like, it's kind of difficult for me to finish with bondage stuff, because it just, I don't know. It's not that they're both not enjoying it, because both people should be enjoying it. But I guess I need to see that they're enjoying it, and, like, them crying and stuff. Although, me watching a girl in pain, to an extent, is actually really a big turn-on. So I've been looking for video for, like, a good solid half an hour, just finding I need sex, I need fucking, and then kind of bondage, BDSM, whatever. So the closest thing I can find that actually looks interesting, this is Pornhub, because all my shit's on Pornhub. Hardcore, wild, rough, and bondage, bed, fuck, and extreme, solo, and extreme. What a ridiculous title. And I have the link in the comment section, blah, blah, blah. I currently have my purple dildo in my pussy, and we're gonna get started because I haven't gotten off in like 3 days, and I would really like to change that. At some point, I might put a different vibrator in my ass. It really depends on what happens in this video, because I kind of skipped ahead to be like, okay, this looks interesting. But anyways, okay. So I'm on play. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Well, wait. Sorry. Fuck. It's going to be 3, 2, 1, go. On go, I will hit play. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. So he's not my type, but, like, he's kind of muscly. Like, in general, he's just not my type, but that's okay. Whatever. He's a dude. Okay, first of all, I think it's really janky that they're, like, in wherever they are, but it's also really fucking hot. And her hanging, ugh. And him, like, trying to savagely get those clothes off. Like, damn, man. Okay, I'm moving my phone. Sorry. That's, oh, God. I would be so vulnerable. I'm not a huge fan of this porn actress, but she is really, that's interesting. Oh my god. Okay. Oh, fuck. And you can see his dick. Okay, that's really fucking hot. Like, I am not small enough to do that, but if someone did that to me, oh my god. That's just really fucking hot. Like, how he's holding her, and her arms, and her hanging. And I really like that she still has clothes on. Like, I'm not gonna say that I don't want her naked, but it kind of leaves some, like, mystery to the eye kind of thing. And it also hides the fact that she has a really flat fucking chest. This position for him of, like, holding her, being in control as she's tied up, but also looking up at her is really hot. And then I can attest that being finger fucked while you're, like, standing, like, if her leg was up, that would be the, oh, fuck. Not a fan of the daddy. But anyways, she has a nice ass. Good slaps. Being finger fucked with your, like, leg up on, like, a bed or something is, like, one of the greatest things that you can ever do to me. I've said it before, and it's really good. I mean, okay, so the bra is kind of distracting, although I kind of understand why it's there, because you're not gonna, like, undo her to get it off. But at that point, for a good take, well, you don't want to rip the bra. So the benefit of her being so pale is... Thank you for getting rid of that. Oh, she has cute boobs. Oh, cute little nipples, too. Well, that's handy. The benefit of her being so pale is that, like, the spanks show up really nice. I'm not a fan of his sunglasses, but it does... Interesting angle. It does kind of help the whole dominant thing. This take, like, that position, and you're just gonna, oh, I was just like, you're just gonna fucking leave her there? The image of him, with, like, his dick out with boxers and jeans is interesting. Oh, that's, oh. I like the throat being grabbed, and I really, there was this other porn that I was looking at that had, like, fuck, what was it? Like, it was kind of BDSM, but it was these chicks, and it showed two camera views from behind and from the front, and it was, like, BDSM Kelsey 2 or whatever. And on one of them, this guy was, like, holding her mouth, and it was really fucking hot. Like, so the duct tape, I'm not, I don't know, I like it. It's almost as good as holding the hand over the mouth, but it's just less effort. He does have a nice cock. And I like their color differences between his skin and her skin. Oh, please fuck her. Oh, come on. Yeah, because she's so fucking tight. Because she's a little itty bitty thing. She's ready. She's just like, yeah, fuck me, please. And he's like, I just need to get my lube. Oh, that sound she made. Oh. I'm not a fan of what his face is doing right now, but that's okay. Just fuck her. We'll be good. I love that he's keeping his socks on. Just saying. Just take off the shirt, dude. Her little whimpers are really cute. Oh, there we go. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck, that's hot. Okay. I like that he's... Okay, not a fan of the pigtail thing, but I really like that he's holding her throat. Oh, we get to see her face. Yes, show us those pretty little eyes. You can fuck her harder than that. Those are really pretty brown eyes. Oh, that's really sexy. In, like, an animal way, that's really hot. That's one reason why I like doggy so much, is because I like the idea of just how... not animalistic. That is a nice curve to that back. Oh, fuck. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know if you can hear, like, how loud my vibrator is and how high it is. So, like, I give them props for doing this position, but as for me, like, trying to get off to it, it's like, eh. Now, if she were flipped around, fuck yeah. Okay, I really need to get off. Come on, fuck her, please. If it felt as amazing as you said it would, you'd fuck her harder. Just saying. There we go. Come on. Please. I heard pigtails are super cute. And I really like her red ass. What the fuck? What? Oh my god. Oh, is he gonna fuck her? Yeah. Fuck her on the floor. Please, please, please. And she's just like, why'd you stop, man? And just so you know, I'm almost there. And I really hope this video doesn't end by the time that he comes. Like, he needs to fucking get his shit together. Oh, fuck. The video's gonna end. No! God damn it. Oh, fuck. Okay. Shit. What are we gonna do? I was so excited to finish. I was like, yeah. Okay. We're gonna go to Teen Blonde Tied to a Bed and Fucked Hard. Which is like the bottom left corner. I don't know if it's the same place for you. National Pornographic US. That's hilarious. Okay. 2 for 1, kids. Okay, so she looks super trashy. Oh. Okay, but that works. She is tied up. That's a Crown Royal bed you got there. Okay, he's a weak fucker. He can do better. But maybe he'll step up his game in, like, the next 30 seconds. I'm pretty close. If this cameraman can do his fucking job, Jesus. Come on. Oh, fuck. Okay. So, the fucking isn't sexy, but that sound is. Okay, that helps. The makeup is so trashy. Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Okay. Hilarious for me. Okay. So let's properly critique this video. So the quality is shitty. The camera angle is okay. Like, he could get better shots. It's not that he could get better shots. If he moved around just a little bit more, like getting a side angle instead of just her face. Although, like, I understand the appeal from seeing it from her face back. But something that really gets me is physically seeing the guy, like, ramming his dick into whatever hole. So, although it's sexy or hot or whatever, to see what her face is doing while she's getting fucked because it's painful or it's hot or feels fucking good, whatever, it also takes it away from me. He was okay. Like, if I was in her position, I would be happy because I'd be getting fucked. But as for a porn, like, I don't know. When you have a title that says Blonde Teen Tied to a Bed and Fucked Hard, like, I expect a little bit more. I do give them props for actually have her tied up. That bed is really interesting. Like, just the back, like, headboard is really cool. I don't know if this was the point, but she just looks super trashy, like, really beat bleach blonde hair, and then the hair was terrible, no. The makeup, like, it didn't have to be such a dark filled in black. Like, you can have really thick eyelash, like, mascara and eyeliner, and have, like, a smoky eye color, or, fuck, I don't know, makeup, eyeshadow. And it's tasteful and not, like, trashy looking. But I guess this whole thing is just kind of trashy looking, so it's okay. I mean, I did finish, but I was fluffed. So, yeah. So that is, I don't even know which porn commentary this is. What, like 15? Oh, fuck, there's a dildo on me. Sorry. I forget sometimes. That's not true. I have been thinking about getting a bigger dildo. Can you not fall over? Thank you. Anyways, thank you for listening. This has been so much fun. I feel much better. And I hope you enjoyed it. I'm sorry for the minor interruption of, like, not, like, And I understand why a porn would not put, like, the finishing part in it. But kind of annoying. So, anyways, thanks for listening. Bye.